And now in English, just a brief outline. Professor Erl Netzer, born in Jerusalem, studied architecture in the Technion, finished actually studies there in 1958, but already during his studies took part in archaeological excavations that were conducted by Yigael Yadin at Hatzor. Later, he qualified and received a PhD in archaeology as well. Took part in the project of Mesada and is responsible, among others, on the publication of the finds and the excavations at that site at Mesada. Since 1970, he is a member of the Institute of Archaeology at the university here, and besides teaching, initiated and carried out many excavation projects, primarily dealing with levels of Herodian building and activity. Among, I think, the outstanding enterprises is the excavation of winter palaces, complex of winter palaces of the Hasmonaim in Jericho, besides, of course, many other archaeological enterprises. Thank you very much. Please, Bokasha.
Thank you, Anna.
More or less exactly 2011 years ago, not from here, past. Okay, so by now everyone knows that we found what we believe and have no doubt evidence and remains of Herod's tomb. We started our work at Herodium in 1972. Herodium is not just the wonderful monument, the mountain, but also Lower Herodium. But to the topic we are for here today, where was Herod buried? I'm showing you the round Eastern Tower where many scholars and other people thought that this must be the location of the tomb in the base of this foundation. I didn't accept it for various reasons. Anyhow, we worked in these years in Lower Herodium, and the search for the tomb, from our point of view, started when we found what we call the monumental building, which we assumed at the beginning that here is Herod's tomb. But quite quickly, we learned to know that it cannot be the tomb. What is very crucial is that this monumental building stands at the end and on one axis of a outstanding platform, man-made, 350 meter long and 30 meter wide. It's too narrow to be a hippodrome, it's too long to be a stadium, and definitely was built especially for the funeral. I think there should be no doubt about this. Here you see an isometric view of Lower Herodium, very inspiring architecture by itself, location of the monumental building, and the location of the course. We started a new line in the search when we found these wonderful stones, which are typical to Second Temple funerary monuments in Judea, in particular in Jerusalem, and this is a monument in Jerusalem, very close to Mount Scopus. But ultimately, enlarging the area, we found a lot of Byzantine remains. We found Herodian remains. Here is just isolated the Herodian remains. The Byzantine remains cover all the area. And we came to the conclusion that there were two projects, A and B. B cancelled A, but the two of them were due to be the tomb, but apparently Herod changed again his mind. He changed here once, And we believe. Then we gave up the search here and went to the hill. And this is the site where we started the search. And going up to the hill, we didn't went to the top, but we paid our attention to a sloped wall, very well built and very in the Herodian fashion, but in a slope, which was exposed in the 60s, in the Jordanian time, in a sort of a curious coincidence and or circumstances. And when we came, only the black part behind the surveying road was seen. So our first search was whether this wall continue. And it did continue, and you can see it in the photograph to the left, but it is very looted. But most of the stones were taken away. Only behind to the... and you can see also an entrance here. And only to the right of the entrance, the wall was more or less fully kept. This is a scheme that was good for a week, because we assumed that the wall stopped abruptly in a certain location. Then at that point, it was quite definite that the tomb must be there. But we learned that the situation is different, and the wall did continue further. And this was the next point of interest. We thought that there might be a connection between the wall and the round tower, which is we saw at the beginning. And so we thought we'll come on this architectural very clear axis, and either the tomb will be found close or maybe even inside under the tower. But we excavated, we didn't find a tomb there, but on the other hand, we found fantastic evidence of how the artificial hill was built. You can see a debris, a fill of stones that was directly brought from the quarry, and below it, where the pickaxe is laid, there was a fill of dirt which was very well packed. What also we learned here is very important data, that the tilted wall, the sloped wall, was totally dismantled, except the section that we saw before, before the fill was poured, because the fill covered this wall. So first, maybe 10 years earlier than the fill, a big effort was done to build this wall, and then suddenly such a big effort is thrown away while the fill was poured. We still have to study why. We don't have a final answer. So we are getting close to the answer of the quiz or the question. The red line shows the area where we found the evidence of the tomb, and the three blue arrows point to the two entrances to Herodian water system, which definitely were built while the round building on the top was built. Two with a vertical arrow you can visit today. The third with a tilted arrow to the left, we know only from the surveys. It's not open to the public. And